And we wish to pray for him. Father, thank you for Anne-Jan. Thank you, Lord, for the thing that you did in his heart. Thank you, Lord. That you are using him, Lord, to reach us, Lord. And we pray for the guidance of your Holy Spirit, that he will have peace. Bless him, Lord, and let us be blessed as we hear the gospel. I thank you, Lord, that it is your desire to open the Bible for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. The collection is still going around. I went to vacation. Lots of people are back already, but some are still on vacation. How nice! I heard the song "The Promise Keeper," and it made me think of Numeri, verse 23, verse 19. God is no man that he will lie. As God promises something, shall he not do it? That is our God. He promises something and then he does it. And which one of you read one of the Gospels this summer? Oh, not so many people. We still have some weeks. Today, I wish to read from Marcus 4, let me just get it. It's about the sowing and planting plants is specialist work. I just thought I just do whatever and it will grow. And I asked my children, and the crops was not so good. This time I thought to do something different. So I did the work. I removed the snails and I have to. Now we have some courgettes and tomatoes, but I had a tomato seed. You know, you're supposed to grow them in a controlled environment, you know, until they are of course a bit bigger, but eventually it is blooming and blossoming, and there are some tomatoes. How wondrous, how wonderful. And that is our goal. We have fruits. The parable of the sower. He's asking if he's going too fast for the translation. It's also in Luke and in Matthew 13. And you can read the parables. So we start at verse 3. And he went to the water for his rest. And he was preaching. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seeds. As he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. other seals fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so they did not bear grain. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times. Then Jesus said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. Go to verse 13. Jesus said to him, "Do you understand? Don't you understand this parable? Then how will you understand any parables? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seeds along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others like seeds sown on rocky places. Hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away." And there are those. Still others, like seeds sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things come in and choke the work, making it unfruitful. Others, like seeds sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, 30, 60, or even 100 times. Going to verse 26. This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seeds on the ground, night and day. Wherever he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. And by itself the soil produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain of the ear. As soon as the four sorts of ground. The first 10 verses and the second 10 verses. It was like a path, you know, through a field. That is the person. So the first one is like flat soil, you know, and then you have the stony ground. The one that hears the word, understands it, but he has no roots. And when the persecution comes or the hard times, he will fall. And there will be times, you know, that so there were times where the people were so persecuted that they just were afraid to talk about the word of God, you know. And then there's the third ground, you know, the man that hears it, but the worries of the day, and he also loses his faith. And John is saying in chapter 15, in the example of the olive garden, the olive tree, you know, every rank that will not bear fruit, he will cut away, you know, and it will be burnt in the fire. But there is a fourth type of ground. The person that hears the word, takes it, and does what the Lord wants, and bears fruit, sometimes 30, sometimes 60, sometimes 100 times. So that's just that is what it says, you know. And verse 14 is important. It is written, "Don't you understand this parable?" How will you understand any parable? No, for Jesus it was so important. And one of the most important things of the story is the seed. The seed is the word of God. And you, if you have seeds, it's seeds, growing seeds takes time, you know. It takes time before it's a big plant. And it takes time before what is sown receives fruit, bears fruit. And God has designed it, you know, and shapes it the way it wants. And in Corinth it is written, and what you saw in faith is not the body, but just a grain of fruit of faith. And the Lord will do the work. So the word always bears fruit. And that's nice, you know. And if you look at the seeds, you know, you just know that we have some farmers in the congregation. And the farmer plows and gives mast and water. And he puts in the seeds. And it's growing all by itself, kind of, you know. It bears lots of fruit, and then it's very special. Truly a miracle, and we don't know why it's happening. And if we are talking about seeds, maybe a fun fact. If you have a seed, it can be a plant, or a... We all start with seeds, you know, if you think about it. It's so small, and we end up so big, you know, complete person, or a complete tree, or a complete animal. It's very special. But we are talking about God's word, of course, the seed of the Spirit. It is written in Ephesians 6. And God work. Is always working in the one that believes. And in Mark 27 and 28, and all by itself, just night and day, wherever he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain. Now, and God is the one that makes the growing, you know? And gives the feeding, and gives his time to it, and it will bear fruit. And even if we don't know it, we will bear fruit. That is the seed of God, you know? We have an example here, and we need, it's everything we need to grow, and we can change and be like God, and let's first look at the ground, you know, what kind of ground are we? Are we mud? Are we thorny? Do we have rocks? Do we have no substance? You know, there are different types of people. You have people that have maybe a heart of stone, or a shallow heart, or maybe you have a thorny heart. You know, and there's a group that has apparently a good heart. I want to take it one step further. Just think about that what you read also look how do you use the words of God? Are we hardened soil? You know, you understand it, you hear it, but you don't understand it, and it's getting robbed. A thief that he is, you know, the Satan, comes to destroy, to rob, and to slaughter, to murder. And Jesus has come to give life, life in abundance. The word could be robbed if you don't understand it, you know, if it doesn't land. Maybe you are disappointed in God. And you are, you know, falling in your faith because maybe you have a... because you don't know it. And so what do you do? Jesus has a discussion with a Pharisee. And they have a problem with Jesus, of course. Jesus says, what is your problem? I have lots of friends, but I live by the law. But, you know, because they are so angry with Jesus, they don't hear what he says. And the Lord says, blessed is he who takes no offense to me. And that you will not fall over me. And John... And John is, of course, the second John is in the prison. And John sends two disciples. And he sends the disciples to ask Jesus, are you truly the Messiah? John, of course, pointed at Jesus, you know. And John was struggling. And Jesus answered to his disciples, look at what I am doing. And he quotes Isaiah. The lamb will walk, the blind will see, the dead will be resurrected, the sick will be healed. And he says, sends them home with the message, blessed is he who takes no offense in me. So even John had to do it with faith and trust in Jesus. And it was difficult for John, of course, even for him, you know. But it's like if you have heard the message of God, but you don't do nothing with it, and you then that part will not bear fruit. And there's, of course, rocky ground, you know. And the word grows in you, but because of the rocky ground, there are no roots. And if you are not grounded or rooted in the word, you have to think about the word of God, and think about God, you know, day and night, as it is written, of course, how... It's difficult if you're working, maybe. Maybe you have a problem that you don't know how to solve. So maybe you are just struggling with the things of life, you know, and you are worrying about it. And maybe if you you can be so stressed by life, you know, that it takes up a day and night. It's like negative meditating. It's worrying. But of course you can pray, you know, and give your worries to God. And, you know, just giving everything to God will ensure that that your life will change. And we have such a beautiful example in Acts 2. And they came every day, you know, in the teaching of the apostles. But you are, if you are not grounded, you know, in the Lord, you know, if you are not grounded enough in the Lord, if you don't meditate on His Word and pray on Him and share your worries with Him, you know, maybe you are suddenly you can be placed into a situation that you don't know the answer, and if you lose, you know, the vision that God has with life and with your own life, if you don't act on it, and maybe you can leave it, you know, like in the rocky ground. Maybe it is your desire to be with a group, you know. And of course, especially if you are young, you know, it's logical to be in a group, but you have to be in the right group, you know, and wherever you are, you always have to stand strong in your faith, you know, and maybe you know, and if the seed of the word is in you, it will take time to bear fruit, you know, and lots of things can happen. Lots of things can happen, you know. Be strong in the faith. And if you are like the fertile ground with the thorns and the thistles, you receive the word of God, and it grows and it blossoms. But there are the thorns and the thistles. You have to battle, you know, with the ground that is in your heart, you know, because there is the word that bears fruit, but there are also the thistles that are, of course, the worries, you know, that you are struggled by the worries of life and overwhelmed by them, and slowly it extinguishes the word of God in your heart. Difficult. Maybe you have no time to read the Bible. Maybe you have only time for fun things, you know. And of course, most of us have more than enough. So because we have it good, you know, the word of God is choked by the wealth that we have, and the luxury it brings, and the possibilities. And of course, there's nothing wrong with having a little money, but God is the solution for everything. What is, you know, maybe you can always go back to the Word of God, you know, and read it, and, you know, remind yourself the Bible says that the things of the world are sought by the heathens. But look first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this quote unquote luxury will be given to you. You know, all the things that you worry about, you know, focus on the Lord and it will be good. And time is, of course, the most important that we have in our life. The only thing that we do not have more of. And do you give your time to the vessels and the thorns of life? Or do you give it to God? But it's difficult, and it is difficult, of course. And Paulus says in Corinthians 2, we can... every thought that is in us or comes towards us, we can bind them or grab hold of them and put them in front of the throne of God and leave them there. For it is a promise of God himself. Is it easy? No, definitely not. It takes time. But, you know, take care of... who has a smartphone? There's also the screen time per day. For me, it's not so much. But of course, you can use it for navigation. You know, that's okay. But just look at how much time you just spend behind your phone. You know, it could have been spent worshiping the Lord, praying for the salvation of others, you know. And read the word, let it be the living water in your life, and pray for revelations from the Holy Spirit as you read the Bible, of course. For God has promised in Isaiah 55, so shall be the word that comes from my mouth. It will not return empty. It will do as I please. And it will do what I send it to do. And God's word is powerful and it will bear fruit. And now we are with the fourth ground. What is the word that you heard? And it is you. You heard the word. And you. It is growing and blossoming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What is the difference? What is the difference between the ground? For all three of the bad grounds were not bearing fruit, you know. And then what is the difference, you know, for the fourth ground? If you look at it in percentages, it is not all right, you know. But it is a small group that bears fruit, you know, from the words that they receive. But what is the difference in ground? What is the difference of the ground? Nothing, actually. Less rock. No stones, no thorns, and no thistles. Nourishing, not the thistles, but the word. It's written in the last part of Marcus. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain of air. As soon as the grain is ripe, and it takes time, you know. Growing takes time. If you give time to God, God will give time to you. And if you are close to God, God will be close to you. So that we can be good ground, of course. And we can bear fruits. And what can you do if you don't understand it? You can just start again, you know. give the Lord your time. Don't get distracted by the stones in life, you know. Don't be distracted by the thistles and thorns. But be focused on the Lord of God, you know. It's not easy, of course, but all the things, you know, you have to pray on them. You only have 24 hours per day. And the seed does what it is supposed to do, because it is created by the Lord. It is as Luke says, it will bear fruit. And the word of God is enough to make it grow. The question is, what kind of ground are we? And what type of ground do we desire to be? Do we hear the word? Do we pray on it? Maybe meditate on it? Focus on it? Do we obey the word? And then we will bear fruit. And that is a promise of God. I have to focus on God. And I wish to close this teaching with an encouragement from Joshua 1. You know, and most of the people, of course, know Joshua from the words, "Don't be afraid. Be courageous." And Joshua 1 verse 7, it is written, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the left or the right, then that you may be successful wherever you go." Verse 8. "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth." So speak over the word, you know. Meditate it day and night. So now just always think about it, you know. And we can worry, but we have to think about the Lord, you know. And we can be obsessed with things, but we have to be obsessed with the Lord. We have to do it as it is written, and then we will be successful. For it is written, verse 9. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Amen. Praise the Lord. So now I wish to thank you. Thank God for you, of course. Father, we wish to thank you for the word that you had wrote down. Thank you, Lord, that this is truly the example of understanding your parables, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is like the merchant that sold everything for the pearl of the gospel, Lord. And he was not distracted by the thistles and the thorns, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you give us your guidance, that we can read your word, Lord, and that we can understand it. And it's only through you, Lord, you know, that we can bear fruit. Your word is true, and you do not lie. And you do what you promise, Lord. And we sang it aloud, and we shouted it out. And help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in our faith. You know? Forgive us our not believing. You know, heal our sadness and our sickness and our poverty, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. And there are those that are okay and everything's okay, but some of us are struggling. But you are looking for the good ground in the heart, Lord. You are looking for true worship. And help us all, Lord, for there is only one, and that is you. And we have to search your kingdom first, Lord. And all other things will be given to us. And I wish to thank you that your word is true, Lord, and that we can focus on you. You can lead us, Lord. And we wish to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And our life is short.